Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm being punched. Welcome along to the Wise Men Say podcast. I've had a great day, right? You know what? I'd just like to start this podcast by saying I've had a lovely day. And that was the most fun I've had at a football match for years. I'm joined by Richard, and I'm hoping people will jump on this and join
yes,
us. But we've had a lovely day.
It's been just good fun. Obviously, context is we drew 4-4.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say that. Well, if you don't know that, then...
Yeah, where have you been? But if we weren't playing for anything, if we were playing for something and, still going for the playoffs, yeah, I'd have been disappointed with that last minute, but it's a mistake, and the game itself was a good advert. Good advert for us, and a good advert for the championship. Just good
for us. I've never seen a game before where I thought 4-4 was about right.
Well, you predicted 3-2 and you said going to be I don't know if you called for chaos or you expect
it
to happen.
Manifest chaos.
Yeah, I said I want to go home thinking I've enjoyed the game and it was a good win. I know we didn't get that, but God, the entertainment value was there.
That's why we go to football matches. Would you like to come on the podcast? Would anyone like to come and express it? You're too shy. Let me know. If you're too shy, let me know. Where's Jeff come?
Had to go for them. I thought, I did say there's a risk these two might cancel each other out. And they did. Ultimately, they did.
Yeah, they did, but not in the way that...
Not So, yeah, I wasn't expecting that. Wasn't expecting that at all.
You are really annoying.
Just for the listener, my daughter is pestering Matthew. And
is this what it's like being Richard? Because
no.
Because he sits next to me at work and you at home.
Yeah.
You are really annoying.
I actually sit on the other side of the room and he's really smelly.
He is quite smelly.
Right, well.
He's not actually smelly, by the way.
Thanks.
A disclaimer. For the listener, Richard doesn't smell.
Yeah. There were a couple of times when it was squeaky bum time, but that penalty. I thought he was going to save the penalty.
Well, I did, but it was a foul throw.
I missed that bit.
I also hear you missed our fourth goal.
Missed the fourth goal, yep, in the toilet. So another Jack Clark goal.
I saw every goal.
I saw every
single goal there.
I think that's incredible.
I know, yeah.
That is quite incredible. I mean, for it to pinball so quickly from, for them to go into the 1-0 lead, then us to turn it around. Looked like we could have got a third, after going ahead again. You know, we came back from the dead twice, which is, one better than Jesus, but... They managed to.
That was a bad day for him to deal.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You're the lad from Mr. Bean.
Yes, I am the lad. Would you like to be on the Wise Men Say podcast, Kieran?
Sunderland's shite, and I love the harbour.
No, you've ruined it now for everything. Thank you.
You've ruined it now. It's going out live on CBBC.
Yeah, it is. Would you like to do it? All right, okay. Why does no one be on our stupid podcast?
I know. This is most exciting game of the season.
The best game anyone's ever seen.
I thought I'd have to fight through the crowds to talk tonight, but it's just us two, and that's fine. So, yeah, it was just good fun.
I think can't really remember any of the goals.
No, not really.
I remember one.
Would you like to take us through all of the goals?
No, thanks.
Right.
They're third to go ahead.
Cheers, Jeff.
They're third to go ahead. Was that a good goal?
Well, it looked... Well, everyone was whinging about it being out of play, but it wasn't.
Oh, no, that's all, yeah. So the one that scored at the other end, so the, yeah, in the first half, to make it 2-2.
Yeah.
That was a lovely goal.
That. Oh, yeah, that was a nice goal, yeah, yeah.
Actually, their third goal was a good goal.
It was a great finish.
Try Hume will quite rightly be blamed for it.
Yeah.
And I think...
he needs to drive it harder than that, like.
Well, yeah, exactly. I saw Danny Bart, like, talking a lot to 209 throughout.
Well, I thought 09 was rubbish today.
Well, he was just pointing to the stand and just saying, put it there, because that's all you need to do. Instead of letting them come inside each time, or just like trying to play it out for a goal kick or a corner, just make sure.
Yeah.
If they don't learn from that, that's you know, this is what you expect from younger players. I know 09's 28, but
Hume, 36, isn't he?
Hume and Ekwa need to learn from what's happened today.
I mean, Ekwa's tackle was silly, to say the least.
Yeah, it was
needless.
He just got done by the guy's quick turn. Like,
I thought. I was pleased Hull did this. They came and had a go, and you can't really complain about it too much, can you?
No, you can't. But as I say, if we're still playing for something,
I was trying to mask that.
If we're still playing for something, it would have been absolutely catastrophic today to lose, to draw in the way we did.
Well,
but I'm kind of processing it like I did, like the QPR game.
Oh, that was great.
And I kind of, I see the entertainment value in it, and that's it.
Well,
we played our part tonight.
I agree.
Hello.
Finally, Tony. I'm not going to say that.
No.
I was trying to wait and see if Jeff Brown wanted to come on there.
Get him on the pod.
Ah, wow.
So,
Kieran, stop it!
I think we needed to make more subs than we did. Could we have seen the game out?
Will you shut up? I think, really.
But we did need to make the changes. And I don't think we still had changes to make. And like, we didn't make them. It was frustrating.
Cause I agree.
The amount of times that we see other teams come here, time waste, everything. But it didn't happen tonight. And maybe that was the tail of the tape, and that we didn't see the tail. The tail was out, like. But we didn't see the game out professionally. But that's naivety of the youth of the team. But it needed a little better game management from Mowbray himself, I think. If I'm being hypercritical, which I don't want to be, but I just felt I needed to say something.
I was surprised to drop.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Gear up for the match with suitable casual clobber. From overshirts and jackets to polos and tees, hoodies, sweatshirts, hats and more. Fritterskalada is making waves in the pubs and on the terraces. Come join the FDR movement and get 15% off with your discount code WMS. Stand out in the crowd, be indie, search FDR clothing online and on socials.
with a hat?
I would like you to hit him with a hammer. That would be quite nice. I think he wants us to play 4-4-2. And his name, right, his name is Kieran, and his address is... he wants basically Mike Bassett to be the...
Although there's... You mentioned Benson and Hedges. We could sign both Benson and Hedges.
Well, probably will be.
There's a player called Benson, there's a player called Hedges, isn't there?
Unless he plays for Lille and he's 15.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, yeah, this is what happens. Like, in terms of, like, performance, it was a bit... It was just an odd game because, like, Lyndon Gooch had a topsy-turvy game. It was terrible defensively.
Yeah, but he was good, really good attacking.
Jack Clark just... a solidly excellent game, but Gelhardt.
Jack Clark should have made it 5-3.
Should have done, yeah. And I was really slagging off Gelhardt for in the first half.
Oh, it was a good goal, though.
It was a good goal, and it completely changed his game after that. He was attacking. And he was doing everything. He just needed that kick up the backside that goal gives it.
I think so. I think
just entertaining. Probably,
It was just.
We didn't lose.
It was good fun. We've all had a nice time. No one else wants to be on the podcast, which is quite annoying.
It's fine.
Do you want to be on the podcast? No, mate.
You didn't even let me answer, you know.
I wasn't talking to you.
Well, still.
You've already been on, mate. No, I've seen it.
No, thanks.
Hey.
All right.
I will.
Is that a rubber plant?
Should I lift to heaven there?
Hey. That game was just not expected at all.
I enjoyed it. It was good. It was good fun. I think everyone's had a lovely time.
We've made up to Sky for delivering them a 0-0, you know, 2 weeks ago. Now I'm not really bothered about Sky, to be honest. But,
oh, no, I've said enough. But should we try and get Jeff on off?
Jeff who?
Brown. Off of Rook North.
Oh, Jeff off Tyne Tees tonight?
Yeah.
I should see him at work. Yeah. Can't really move anywhere,
is it? What we'll do is just end this now, really.
We should.
Everyone's getting on my nerves.
A message for our kind
sponsors. Especially him in the red T-shirt.
Yeah, they can't see. Who is that? Do you know him?
No. I'll smash his face.
Oh, mine might do. Anyway, a word for our sponsors. Cricket's Ladder. They were kind supporters of the reaction show, and also buy tickets for our live show. I say buy tickets, and we have been pushing it, but there's not that many tickets left.
You give them some money. They're a bit skint.
Yeah, we won't actually see. It's quite complicated, but we don't see. Buy tickets. Live tour, 27th of April.
Yeah, do that. And then listen to our other things.
Yeah, there'll be a Monday show, probably on Tuesday, which will mop up the Cardiff game. We're not doing any preview for the Cardiff game.
Well, this was it. We did it on Thursday.
Yeah, preview for Cardiff is enjoy
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I don't know what day it is. Bye!
Being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.